to Shark Select.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to Shark Select. It's 2020, motherfuckers! And already, the world has nearly ended in a nuclear war. You know why, don't you? Because we weren't recording. So hello everyone, yeah, welcome back to Shark Select. It's the podcast
while you're stuttering away there, Donald Trump did quote that Shark Select is his favourite podcast.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. Just now, during the Area 51 raid.
I've heard that Iran also likes Shark Select as well. Maybe they could come together over this. You know, not in the weird way. Yeah, I was going to say it's the podcast equivalent of starting World War III a few days into a new decade, but we've kind of said that, haven't we? So yeah, I am your host, Winstolf, and I am back. Yes, I'm fucking back. And I am joined once again by those sexy, thick brothers with frothing loins. It's Ryan.
Hello.
And it's Stu.
Hiya.
You have a nice Christmas and New Year, boys?
Yeah, we saw you on both of them anyway.
Yes, but the listeners didn't, did they? This is where you tell me that you had a nice Christmas. For fuck's sake, guys. Go
I
on.
Said yes.
Yeah, Stu didn't. Stu, did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah.
Did Father Thickmas bring you anything nice?
Nice thick Christmas, yeah.
Did he empty his sack?
Yeah, he emptied his sack all over me.
Same here, mate. He's a proper little bastard, isn't he? Yeah, did Father Thickmas visit you, Ryan?
He did, yeah.
Empty your sack all over you?
He just smacked me around the face with it.
Ooh!
Makes tell you call what. Him Daddy Thickness, though.
Daddy Thickness? Oh my god, Daddy Thickness. Daddy Thickness. Daddy Thickness. That's proper sexy. So yeah, anyway, welcome back to Shark Select. It's the video gaming podcast that's got a kind of, I'd say, a dose of grim humour. Yeah. I'd say we're mostly grim humour at this point.
Podcast equivalent of renaming Father Christmas to Santa Thickness.
Yeah, in the space of 2 minutes of recording the first podcast of 2020. Really, we're no better than Donald Trump, are we? So yeah, welcome back, listeners, one and all. So on Twitter, which is where I say we're most active, is at Shark Select Pod. Stu runs the Twitter, and he does a lovely job of it. I saw he did a follow Friday where he spelled out in, is it an anagram? It's not an anagram, is it? What are they called, those poems where it goes down and the first letter spells a word? What are they called then?
It's a poem where the first letter spells out a word.
Yeah, that's what it's called. They're the ones, that's what they're called. And it's spelled Bulbous Tip. So just to give you an idea of what you're in for with Stu in charge of the Twitter account. Stu, anything interesting going on there of late?
On Twitter? We had a lot of responses for this episode.
Yes, thank you everybody for your responses. Each response is like a little tiny gift to us.
A little kiss on the tip.
Like a little kiss on the cheek is what Stu just said, everyone. I don't care what you think you heard. That was the audio messing up. It's definitely a kiss on the tip, though. So yeah, thanks everybody. That's really good. We're also on, we haven't even mentioned Instagram anywhere.
No, not really. Just there.
Well, we're on there. Just search for us if you want.
On Spotify, drop us a follow on there.
Yeah, Spotify is worth following us on, because that's like where you can listen to us for free, innit? With ads every now and again, I guess, but that's fine. Ads get everywhere these days.
I don't think there's any ads on Spotify for when you listen to podcasts.
Good, that's good. Well done, Spotify. I hold you in high regard. I fucking hate you when you watch YouTube videos sometimes, and like they've got an ad every 5 minutes.
Right in the middle of their sentence. You're like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Or even worse, at the start of the ad, at the start of the video, they've made their own ad for something that's sponsoring them. They're just fucking shilling out big time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, but before I start this video on the Sega Mega Drive, let me tell you about Squarespace. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so cringy. It's
basically saying, let me just suck this cock for a minute.
Yeah, let me just get down on this corporate jebbo for a minute.
Yeah.
Let me just fondle the nuts. No,
just watch me squat down on this huge throbbing member for a second.
Ryan, stop me. You're bringing me around to it now. No, Shark Select will never give in to capitalism because we are wizards.
But first, here's a word from our sponsors.
Here's a word from our sponsors. Jamie Oliver's Turkey Twizzlers. Fucking Jamie Oliver. I think I've been down this road before. We're not going back down there again. Yeah, we're on YouTube. It's up to a point, aren't we, Ryan? There was a point where we figured it was
Adobe realised I was using a pirated copy.
Trial version.
Yeah. And then I couldn't afford the other one, and then I just haven't got time these days.
No, busy people, weren't we? Busy people with busy lives. It's all good for these younguns who could just have to record podcasts and masturbate, but we didn't have time for that. We have to wank each other off in a big circle.
After the podcast?
Yeah, or sometimes during the podcast. Mm. Isn't that right, Ryan?
Mm.
Hang on, Ryan's doing something. Ryan's got it. Ryan's got it. Ryan's mastered the recording volume mid-recording. Well done, Ryan.
I think so.
He's getting it out.
He has done, yeah. We are naked from the waist down. But let's not draw back the curtain any further. The listeners don't need to know how we get through an episode. We're also on Podchatter, which is the famous website where you can rate podcasts, and they're all on there.
Yeah.
Even Chart Select.
Yeah, I don't know where we are, but we're...
Well, we had a nice little feature on there the other day.
Did we?
Yeah, and when you click on the categories and you scroll down to video games, there's our big picture.
Oh, wow. Our
logo just there.
Hey, check us out, guys, eh? How good's that?
Mm.
Ever since we got Pat Sharper, those people from The Elder Scrolls liking our tweets, we've just gone up in the world, haven't we? Thank you, Pat Sharp Senpai. Hey, have you heard? They're bringing Funhouse back.
He's hosting it, though.
Yeah, Pat Sharp's hosting it still. Honestly. I read the thing. Someone sent me a thing about it the other day. He's in talks to come back with the twins and everything.
With the twins? Fucking hell, he's been knocking on a bit now.
Yeah, man. But Funhouse, the UK's greatest kids' TV show, might be coming back.
Yeah.
If Pat grows his mullet back, I'll be a happy man.
You know what else is coming back?
My ass!
You know what else is coming back?
Go on.
Ryan's surprise.
Sorry, I turned into a horse. I was that excited.
Yeah.
Before we do, though, I must have to mention we're on Apple Podcasts /iTunes as well. Which is still where it counts, where you get those sick listens and ratings and reviews. So get in there. Please give us 5 stars. We will like it. And it makes us more popular and people will like us more. Because we're better than just all those other wannabe gaming podcasts, aren't we? Who sit there and really clinically talk about Nintendo for 3 hours. The GameCube came out in 2001 and is the best console ever, apart from all the other Nintendo consoles. There you go. That's most other gaming podcasts. Am I right?
Yeah, I'll just get any erections for Nintendo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And GameCubes.
Game what?
Yeah, game chodes.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, oh yeah, so before we go any further, there's a couple of things I just want to bring up, guys, just to come off script a second. Not that we have a script, of course. We're always this charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Arcade Attack podcast. They were kind enough to mention us on their podcast, weren't they?
They were.
So yeah, we're going to do the same for them. I would say to all our listeners who've not listened yet, go give Arcade Attack podcast a listen. Because, you know, they're a good podcast, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got some decent interviews in them, there.
Yeah, and I think they've given us some What People responses before as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I would count as friends of the podcast, and that's as close to advertising as we get, promoting our fellow podcasters, promoting our fellow underdogs. So there we go. Go give them a listen, you bastards. Now, I've got a question for you two as well. We've got a healthy little fan base now, haven't we?
Yeah, about 5 people.
Yeah, 5. Which is 5 more than we had this time last year. Now, we need a name for a catchy name for our fan base. Like a gang name for them, almost.
Like the Warriors.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. They need like a catchy name so we can say shout out to the what they're called at the start of every podcast.
Charters.
Nah, Charters isn't much. I mean, we need something that's got pizzazz. Something that's catchy.
I don't know, the Wizard's Apprentice.
Yes. Too long.
Well, something like on YouTube, so they could be the Winstolfers.
The Winstolfers. Yeah, but that's just me. You need you two in there as well.
The Selectors.
Bow Selectors.
Not Bow Selectors. The Selectors.
The Selectors.
The Selectors.
Kind of. I don't know, because you get it rather than the Charters. I don't know. See what they think.
Shitbags.
The Shitbags. All right, you shitbags.
Yeah. What do you think? Right, DM us in Twitter and let us know what you want to be called.
Yeah, go on. Get in touch with that Shark Select board.
Off mid-conversation, then, Ryan.
Ryan's attention span. Oh.
it's the position of the mic. It's a bit weird. Hang on.
So, because the mic's there, you went and just fingered out. Because it's in front of you. But yeah.
Right, let's just start that again. get in touch with us. DM us on Twitter and see what you want to be called. What's your gang going to be called?
Yes. Yeah. Ryan's got it right there. Let at Shark Select Pod know what you want the Shark Select fandom to be called.
You know, like bronies and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah. There's only five of you, so you should be able to get in touch easily enough to work it out between you. All right, there we go. It's just something I wanted to put out there, guys. You
Whiz
know what
Bros.
I mean? Sorry?
Whiz Bros.
Whiz Bros! That works.
We'll put a poll out on Twitter, see what they want to call themselves.
Yeah, like all good wizards, just slither into Stu's DMs. See what I did there? Slithering. They're wizards. Right, anyway. So now we've got that bit out of the way. Ryan's just fucking gagging to get over the podcast because he knows what's coming next. He knows it's Ryan's motherfucking surprise. So, what have you got for us, Ryan?
Well, it's a bit different this time. I thought I'm going to challenge you.
Okay,
so it's Ryan's
format.
Ryan's music challenge.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. So, I've got a segment of music which I'm going to play, and then you're going to buzz in and tell me what game it's from, and then you get bonus points if you tell me where in the game it's from. So if it's menu music or boss battle or
okay.
I don't know, this certain level.
No, I'm down with this. What's your buzzer noises?
So Stu, what's your buzzer noise?
I'll steal yours.
And Craig, what's your buzzer noise?
Ah!
Right. Okay.
Like a seagull.
But to make it harder, to make it more difficult for you, we're going to listen to the entire clip first.
Yeah.
Then you buzz in.
Yeah.
And then you'll name all seven in a row.
Oh, shit.
So you'll have to
That's
remember.
A memory test
yeah,
as well.
So you'll have to remember what was first, second, third, and fourth. And
can
so
can
on.
I make notes?
No.
Oh, shit.
Because that's cheating.
All right, fine.
Right.
Alright,
you ready? You ready, Stu?
One sec.
You got 5 seconds between each one to think before the next one comes in.
Don't know that one at all.
You should do.
The first one was very familiar, though. Fucking hell.
I know this one.
They're all so familiar.
They have all been mentioned on prior episodes.
Oh, shit. That is really familiar.
Oh, shit.
No, don't know that one.
You should know the next one though.
Oh fuck you. I remember you talking about this one on the thing episode.
About this one. And then you should know this one as well. This is just a.
I know that one!
That's it.
Fuck.
Waiting for someone to buzz in.
What?
Right, come on then, Stuart. What
Take
have you
it
got?
Away, Stu.
Gotta do it from the beginning, right? I'm not sure what the first one was.
Right.
I can't even remember what they were now.
Ah! The last one was Mortal Kombat!
Sorry. What was the first one, Stu?
I don't know, I need to listen to him again.
Do you want to go through it again?
Hook me.
Go through it again, then we buzz in mid-go.
We'll buzz in after each one then, yeah?
Yeah, I'll shout it out after the end of each, when it ends. So you've got 5 seconds to shout out what it is. Is it Flat Out?
It is flat out.
Oh, yes. Okay, it is flat out.
It is flat out. But what part of flat out?
Menu.
I think it's, yeah, I was going to say menu, I reckon.
Right, ready for the next one?
Go ahead.
All right, I know this one. This is Castle of Illusion Boss Battles.
It is the Boss Battles. And the next one, you'll be kicking yourself when you go through these again.
That's Time Splitters.
It is. Which Time Splitters?
Future Perfect menu.
It is.
Oh, of course.
I talked about them all the way.
I somehow knew it was a PS2 game, but I was thinking Twisted Metal Black for some reason. So I was a bit off the beaten track.
Next one.
No, I can't think what that is.
That's Future Cop LAPD.
Future Cop LAPD. Yeah.
Urban Jungle, which was the multiplayer map, which also backed up to the flowers and the caterpillars. Yeah, and the next one.
I want to see a Metal Gear game.
Oh my god, that's gonna be sick.
It's
a real tournament.
Yeah, I remember when you talk about it.
That sounds like the Goosebumps theme tune again when you two do it.
And this one. I'm surprised I didn't get this one.
Vigilante 8.
It was Vigilante 8.
Shit! Vigilante 8. I love that game as well. Now you've said it, it's come right back to me. Yeah.
And the only reason I threw Mortal Kombat at the end was to throw you off from the rest of them.
I was always Molo, the school bus. Or if you had cheats on the UFO that flew around with a laser on top of it, that was well good. It wasn't as good as Twisted Metal World Tour, but it was good.
We loved it, old Vigilante 8.
Well, Ryan, that was a lovely surprise from you this week. A bit of a quiz.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I wasn't very good at it, but I enjoyed it. I got Mortal Kombat right, I'm happy with that. So there we go. So I guess, without any further ado, we're going to be looking to get onto the main feature, are we?
Mm.
So this week, for those who maybe just joining us for the new year...
Oh, hang on a minute. I didn't hear any sort of jingle then.
Oh, shit, the bed. He's remembered the jingles. Ah! Alright, so we want a main feature jingle, do we? Let me think of a good one. I think I've got one. It takes up most of the pod. It's like playing a game of card. It's really annoying and full of creatures. It's full of stuff.
The main feature.
Try that bit at the end.
That's a bit weird.
It was abstract.
Why is the main feature like a game of card?
I don't know. It goes on a bit too long sometimes. It can be a bit annoying.
Alright.
Don't know. You guys help me think of why it could be like COD. Man. Suppose I could do like a toss a coin to your Witcher, but have it about the main feature.
Yeah, sure, we could have done it. Yeah.
Toss a coin to the main feature.
Yeah. Oh, Valley of Plenty.
Oh, Valley of Harry.
Toss a cum to the feature.
toss some cum at the feature. Valley of Degenerates.
Toss some cum to your feature.
Oh, Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley?
Yeah.
Like the faces in L.A. Noir. Yeah. Just you and me with weird rubbery faces that don't quite look real. Which is how people have described Stu's face before now. Yeah, alright then. So that was a jingle. It happened. I'm contractually obliged to pump out one or two every podcast. So now it's time to get on with the main feature, which for those who haven't joined us before is, a good chunk of the podcast. We discuss a different subject every week.
Mm.
And this week we're going to be a bit of an interesting one. A while back we did our favourite consoles. and one of them that made it into the Shark class, the Premier, the platinum standard of consoles, was the Xbox 360. Now you two were a bit surprised when I came out all guns blazing in its favour. But there you go. It was a lovely console, had a lovely control pad, and it had a lot of good games. Now, we're going to rate the top 20 games that came out for it, and also add a few of our own favourites, into a classic tiering system, which Stu will now describe.
Are we having Wizard 2?
Yeah.
We didn't on the other episodes, though.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do it, keep it as like the other rate tiering episodes, or do you want to do it like the Wizard's Tower tiering?
I don't know. Just say we didn't have a wizard on the last one.
Alright, so I'm sharp, thick, good.
Meh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meh. Shite.
Yeah, there we go. So that, yeah, they're the ratings then, from best to worst.
I better start writing it down, aren't I?
There you go. Ryan is going to activate his note-making skills, because Merlin's not here at the moment. It's his day off.
Hmm.
Merlin, who deals with all the paperwork. Admin. Yeah, the admin. It's his day off today. He's gone back to Camelot to hang out with King Arthur for the day. I don't know why. King Arthur's a proper bore, isn't he? Oh, I've got a magic sword. Fuck off.
Just turns him into a fucking squirrel every now and again, doesn't he?
Yeah, and does his biggly-boggly-boop thing and puts everything in the suitcase.
Yeah.
I always thought that was Mary Poppins that did Biggly Boggly Boop. What does it matter, right? Who cares? It's all the same, innit? So, yes. So, Ryan, have you got the list up ready?
Got some of it, yeah.
Yeah, and just let me get the other document loaded, which lists all the games, and then we can go through. Now, it's not the right app. It's not the right app.
Yeah, I've got it here, then, if you're going to faff around.
I've got it here. Calm
right, so going through the top 20 best-selling games on the 360, then we're going to tier them to where it needs to be.
From best to worst, in terms of selling. So, number one, the 24 million units sold, it's Kinect Adventures.
I can't believe that. It's mad, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
It shows how many Kinects went out.
Yeah. I mean, you had one, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
It was quite fun, to be fair.
Yeah, but it wasn't, was it?
You needed a big room, as I recall.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Stu? You played on it, didn't you?
Yeah, so you have to, you know, raft and you have to jump and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like mini games. It's like a Wii game, essentially, using the Kinect camera technology.
I'm going to jump straight in there and say it's meh.
Yeah.
I'd say meh.
I'd probably jump in with that as well, yeah. It wasn't trash. There's worse games on the Wii that do the same thing. I'd say it was meh. Did that one have bowling on it?
No, that's sports.
I can't remember. No. It was on Kinect Adventures, because it was Kinect Sports. And then the Kinect Adventures, which is like, yeah, it was rafting and some other random shit.
Kinect Adventures was like Jumanji.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Jumanji is what it was like. Okay, so number two. I ought to mention, before we go any further, because people will kick off about this, they're not Xbox exclusives. It was the top 20 best-selling games. I'm quite aware they were probably out on the PS3 as well. But we're talking about the 360, innit?
Mm.
Just let me get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so next up, with 17.79 million units sold, it was Naughty Bear. No, I'm joking. It was God Theft Auto 5. Does this surprise anybody?
No, not really.
No.
No, I mean, this was Rockstar's sort of biggest game for the best part of the 2010s, wasn't it? Does anyone know if Red Dead 2 outsold it? I don't think it has it?
No, I don't think so,
I think Red Dead 2 put people off with its sort of amount of its attempts at realism and stuff like that, didn't it? People prefer modern day to cowboys anyway, generally speaking. So yeah, what do you guys think of GTA 5 then?
I thought it was good, yeah. Sharp.
Straight up at sharp?
Yeah, not messing around. We've got a lot to cover, haven't we, today?
Wow, Ryan's very businesslike. He's not even fucking opened his Red Bull yet. He's like a fun vacuum. What's going on, Ryan?
He's got his fucking stamp out like sharp.
Yeah. Ryan the bureaucrat. Sharp, move along. Yeah, GTA 5 had the mechanic where you played as three characters. It had a pretty fun story.
If you don't know what it is, you've been living under a rock for God knows how long.
Yeah, you rock dwellers.
Yeah, Sharp's too, let's go. Yeah,
right, okay, Sharp's too. Halo 3, 14.5 million copies sold.
Shark tier.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I think you guys were a bit quick to jump on the shark tier and with the Halo 3.
Halo 3 was really incredible.
Halo 3 is one of the best ones, isn't it?
So if you picked up and played it now, you wouldn't think some aspects of it are a bit dated.
Yeah, but so you wouldn't say that about some of the games you've scored already on the Wizards Tower. So if you picked up Untitled Goose Game in a couple of years, you'd think, oh, why did I score this thick?
Nah, I still think it's sure? Sick. It's awesome.
So there you go then, sure.
Well, that was almost an adult discussion. We managed it until Ryan told me to shut up. Yeah, okay. So you guys are saying sharp. I will probably say thick because there's been better Halo games.
Which one?
Reach, I prefer to Halo 3.
I'd say it's same as both sharp.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I think
I enjoyed Reach more. I liked ODST as well. I thought that was better than Halo 3.
Nah, I didn't like ODST.
I liked being a bit squishier, and I liked the short story format of it. It was a bit. It made it a bit more sort of tactical.
Just like Nathan Fillion.
Well, who doesn't like Nathan Fillion, that Canadian boy? Yeah, everyone knows he's a sci-fi culture hero. Leave him alone, Stu! Leave Senpai alone.
Skyrim. Yeah, 13.7 million.
Yes. Came out in 2011, didn't it?
I know, yeah.
That's mad. Not, yeah. I honestly thought it'd come out later. When I looked at the stats, I was like, fucking hell. It's 9 years old. And it's come out on everything apart from your fridge.
I love Skyrim. Shart for me.
You reckon? Straight in with Shart.
I'm going to have to say that as well.
Yeah, I mean, what about it did you guys love the most?
The freedom of it.
Just that you could be whatever you wanted to
be. Yeah, whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I mean, I don't even I've never finished the main story on it.
No, I didn't either.
It's just too much to do.
For me, it was there was a lot to it, but it was quite shallow. Like, it's like, how can I explain what I mean? There was no consequence to anything. It's
I know, like, yeah, you keep saying that, but... And,
you kill the Stormcloaks, it's like, oh, you killed the Stormcloaks, move up.
Yeah, but there's an abundance of quests and everything, isn't it? It's not just like a shallow town, people do about the things. There's even, you know, when you go to the first town, whatever it's called, when you start off.
Oh, Whiterun?
Yeah, and then some guys run off to inform Whiterun that... No, not the town before Whiterun, the little village.
Yeah.
When you game starts.
Yeah, when you go there, you do something, and then someone runs off to... No, sorry, hang on, I'm getting all mixed up. When you're in Whiterun, they go to send reinforcements to that town where you came from.
Oh, yeah.
And people actually run, NPCs run from there to that town, and there's dialogue when they get there.
Yeah, so
if you follow them, there's actually dialogue about them saying they're there to reinforce the town.
I mean,
there's a lot of thought and effort gone into
it. I suppose from a cultural standpoint, we would have to say it's sharp, but personally, I'd say it was more good. But yeah, whack it under sharp. I'll go along with you two. Because it does have a massive cultural impact, hasn't it? So we'll roll with that. So next up, with 13 million sold, it is Minecraft Xbox 360 edition.
Which is probably, thick. Yeah, it's probably the same edition what we've got now.
Well, anyone who's seen the underrated episode knows my thoughts on Minecraft, so I might have to abstain from voting on that one. Otherwise, I'll just say it's meh.
Wow.
Yeah. I just don't like Minecraft, I just don't see the appeal. But I know I'm in the minority, so... I mean, so you guys think thick for that one, yeah?
Yeah, I... It's well, pretty good. A big group of us all in one little thing building shit.
Yeah. Whacking under thick then. I knew I'd be outvoted on that one, to be fair. I am an outlier in that one. So next up, with 12 million sold, it's Call of Duty Black Ops.
Blops.
Or Blops, as they call it in the trade. I mean, what do you two think of Black Ops?
I enjoyed the first one. Oh, that's pretty good.
I'd say, put Black Ops in good.
Yeah, I was going to say good.
Yeah, Black Ops had one of the best campaigns from that era of Call of Duties. Because that whole twist at the end, which me and Stu actually theorised was going to happen, with, what's his name? Reznov. When that actually came about, me and Stu were like, fucking hell, we called it from the start! And it was a great moment. I mean, should we spoil it? It's been out for years.
The numbers, Mason, what do they mean?
The numbers, Mason! Yeah, that's the one. Turns out Mason's been like, programmed to kill JFK, hasn't he? But his programming got hijacked by a Russian prisoner in the gulag, and turned it around so he had to go and kill somebody else instead. What was the guy called he had to kill? Markov or something, wasn't it? Generic Russian baddie.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then it turns out that Reznov wasn't even there all along, it was just in your head, which was fucking brilliant.
Which Black Ops, was it Black Ops or was it Black Ops 2 where you have to... The guy that you're trying to kill snaps and goes on a shotgun rampage.
Oh, that was Black Ops 2.
What was it?
Where you're like some cool Latino dude.
Yeah.
And he just goes mental with a shotgun. He's like, "Aah!" Like, keeps seeing screaming faces. That was really weird.
Yeah.
I say that, I didn't really enjoy that one as much. But we'll talk about that one if it pops up. So, next up on the list was 9.41 million Halo 4.
I enjoyed Halo 4.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think of the new creatures?
They were, they were all right.
Yeah,
just bringing new concepts to it. The guns were interesting and everything. And for a 360 game, the graphics were fucking amazing.
It was pretty, wasn't it? What was your thoughts on it, Stu?
Which one was for? Is it the Sentinels one?
They replaced the Flood with the Prometheans, which was like the Revenant Knight, wasn't it?
Yeah, the knights and that, all the silver fellas with orange weaponry.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like that one as much.
Yeah, I'd say it was good. It was by no means a bad game.
The multiplayer was good, though, again. Solid multiplayer.
Yeah, I actually played some of that multiplayer with you guys. Like, it was quite good, wasn't it?
Which one had SWAT on it?
Halo 3, Reach, and so on.
Yeah, that was where we tried to get... We hid in that tower, wasn't it? Until they tried to climb the tower, we just gunned them down with shotguns.
Yeah, SWAT was the best one.
Shot Select, we've always used to climb the towers.
SWAT. I reckon Halo 4, I'd put it in thick, to be honest.
I mean, what do you think, Stu? I think
good. Yeah, I'd put it in thick.
Fair enough. So far, we're kind of in agreement with a lot of the list, aren't we? So next up, this one was massively popular. I don't know how the fuck it sold less than Black Ops. 7.562 million, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
That's got to be shot.
Yeah, I mean, Modern Warfare 2 was a really strong game.
Well, we got the collector's edition with the night vision goggles.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
I think that's got to be pinnacle of modern Call of Duty, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, I'd say sharp for that one, yeah. Modern Warfare 2 had a really good campaign, and people loved the multiplayer, didn't they?
And still playing it now.
Oh, really?
On PC, there's people still playing it now.
I think it's getting remastered for the consoles, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing's been official, though.
Wasn't Lance Henriksen the baddie in it? Shepard.
I think so, yeah.
I think he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because he was a right cunt, he was, when he betrayed you and he set fire to you. I was like, what a bastard. Anyway, what? How is this one so low? Next one, 5 million, Gears of War. When I think of Xbox exclusives, I think of Gears of War.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, but still, it wasn't as amazing, was it?
Well, see, I couldn't really get into it myself, but I know you two enjoyed it.
When you think of Xbox exclusives, I think Halo.
Yeah, Halo or Gears. I'm surprised that Gears just didn't do better, that's all. It was about big, super hench men whose necks were twice as thick as their heads, who all looked a bit like, what's his name, Paul Bautista.
Paul Bautista? Who the fuck's
Paul Bautista? Paul Bautista. Bautista with a B.
Ball Bautista, he said.
Ball Bautista. Drax off fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. They look like him. And they all go around with guns with chainsaws on killing things. I thought that was, like, really famous.
Paul Bautista.
Bautista!
You mean Dave Bautista?
Who's Paul Bautista?
Fucking no.
I don't know what you mean. No idea. Yeah. I think I've just had a minor stroke. All right, I'm back in the room.
It's Paul, all right? It's fucking Paul.
I was getting hung up on the surname. I forgot I got the first name wrong. It is Dave Bautista. Sorry, Dave, if you're listening, which I know you are, I'm sorry. Please don't come around my house and beat me up. Maybe Paul's his brother who's less famous.
Paul Bautista. Oh, yeah. that wrestler.
Paul?
No.
The Stone?
The other wrestler that was in fucking...
The Pebble.
The Chuck.
Dan the Pebble Johnston.
Yeah, that's him. What's his name? Robert Johnson. Yeah.
Pebble Warm Sam Texas. And his friend.
Sam Texas?
Like Steve Austin, I don't
know. Stone Cold Simon Austin, that's him.
Bulk Brogan. The Pinnacle Fighter. Sexually Insecure Man Rando Johnson. Alright, Ryan's getting grumpy. Ryan's got his little grumpy face on. We must continue.
Is his bottom lip sticking out?
It is, actually. He's staring down at his phone. He's pouting. He's pouting. He's not happy. He wants to talk about Xbox games.
Anyway, Gears. I'd say good for me.
I'd say okay for me. But what's your thoughts, Ray?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, to be honest. The storyline's pretty good. Combat was nice.
Well, there we go, then. So good. Good. I think it deserves better than 5 than being that far down the list, right? Shows what I know. Next up, 4.79 million Halo Reach Around.
What about Gears 2?
Gears 2?
That's not on there.
Yeah, it is.
Move your fat finger.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Gears of War 2 was before that. With 5 million. Ryan, you're proper on one today.
Fucking had no sleep making me get up early.
You said, can we start earlier? That was you.
Yeah, by half an hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why are you such a grumpus?
Because you fucking should record on a Saturday when I'm off.
I can't. This is the time we can record.
Fuck.
God, drink your Red Bull. You're a diva when you don't drink your Red Bull.
Fucking sure. What's next? Gears 2. Good. Next.
Halo Reach. Sharp.
Shart, yeah. I'd agree with Shart.
Next.
Batman Arkham City, 4.6 million. What's your thoughts on this one? Ryan played
that's
a lot of City.
Thick for me.
Yeah. You see, would you think it was better than Asylum?
Yeah.
And more importantly, was it better than Origins and Knight?
Knight was better.
A lot of people say City is their favourite. I played it nearly to the end, you know. I did quite well with that one. I'd say it was good. I enjoyed that one.
What are you putting that then?
What did you put, Stu?
I said meh.
I say good.
So it'll be good then.
Yeah, it deserves good. Next up was GTA 4 with 4.362 million. I'd say...
I'd put that thick.
I'd say thick as well, because some of the... like the mission structure and stuff is a bit outdated, Stu. Like, it still had the old way of if you fail a mission, you have to do it all from the beginning again.
Yeah, true.
Instead of checkpoints and stuff. The story was really good, though. I enjoyed...
Oh, yeah, and it did have the fucking... try to go bowling thing.
Do you want to go bowling? I did love Nico.
All the fucking drinking. Well, I went drinking with Paddy. I was getting, trying to get in my car to drive back home. Obviously, drive back home drunk. And he fucking fell over, smacked his head off a curb and died.
That was so funny. That was like, Paddy's just like, oh, I've fallen over. Game over. Because it has like, it kind of relied on the randomness of the physics, didn't it, almost?
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like, oh yeah, he's dead now. That's technically a headshot. It's like, what the fuck? But yeah, I would say thick for GTA 4.
Yeah, okay.
Because the expansions were quite good as well, weren't they?
Yeah, lost in the damned race.
Yeah, and the Baldur's Gate Tony was good as well, because that introduced that sort of mid-mission checkpoint system to it.
But I liked how they all joined together as well.
Yeah, and that heist mission, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They also sort of crossed paths. So yeah, definitely a thick game, GTA 4. I think time has been unkind to it. People really, really back on it these days. I think it's unfair. Makes me sad. Next up, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare with 4.211 million. I mean, this is the game that made Call of Duty the big name, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think this one's better than Modern Warfare 2, Stu, or is Modern Warfare 2 better?
No, if we put Modern Warfare 2 in Sharp, this has got to be thick.
I would say, I'd argue for Sharp.
No, I reckon thick as well. I mean, a pretty good campaign, but...
Remember, I had that shock moment where the American protagonist died in a nuclear explosion. And I was like, what the fuck? Remember the first time we played that bit? It's like, no, they're not just fucking killed one of the player characters. But then after that, they did it at least once in every game since, just trying to out-shock themselves.
Yeah, like, but it's not got Ramirez!
Ramirez, go and do everything!
Yeah.
Ramirez, for fuck's sake, why can't you do it, Sergeant? Whilst he's just sat behind a table taking pot shots at people. Lazy bastard. But yeah, fair enough. So we're saying thick for Modern Warfare, yeah?
Mm.
Fair enough. Next up then, with 3.5 million, is Fable 2. It's a Peter Molyneux game. I mean...
That's got guns.
Yes, it introduced like flintlock guns, didn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I never really got into
it. The story
Fable
was a bit weird.
Which one was 2?
Two is where you had to recruit the strongest person in the world, the best shot in the world, the magic user, and you combined them because you could use all of the powers. It's one where you got shot out of the tower and you were a tramp.
Yeah, that's right.
At the start.
I remember that bit.
And you bought a music box and you turned it, and then this Teresa turned up and was like, yeah, you're slightly magic, you are.
And the baddie had like big white crazy hair.
Yeah, and he shot you.
Yeah, I remember.
But you survived.
Yeah, I never really got into that one very much. I'd say it was okay.
It was all right.
It wasn't a bad game by any standard.
You had a dog in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dogs always give you bonus points. I'd say it was okay.
And then you could change the colour of it.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
It was all right.
Yeah, okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Stu?
Yeah, I'd go with okay.
Yeah, that's fair, isn't it?
It could have been better. But it was fun to play.
Yeah, it was good. And it wasn't a bad game by any standard. It just didn't grip me. Next up, with 3.35 million, is Call of Duty World at War.
Release the dogs!
Release the dogs! Yeah, good old Jack Bauer telling me what to do. Yeah, sure thing, Jack. I want it, Jack. Can I come and play with you, Jack? Yeah, but anyway. what do we think of World at War, then?
Never played it, to be honest.
Did you not?
No.
It was a Pacific campaign of World War II. Mixed in with the end of the Russian campaign of World War II, wasn't it?
This one was one where you could actually jib people. You could shoot them in half, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And you could set them on fire with the flamethrowers.
Yeah, the flamethrower was brutal in it. I like a real nastiness about it. I would say it was impossible on veteran mode. Remember me trying to play it on that?
It's ridiculous. You just have infinite grenades, so you can't take cover anywhere.
It's like it's just raining nades. It's like, this is ridiculous. It's no wonder the Japanese lost the war. They sank their entire economy into making grenades. Absolute madness. It had a good story, though.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say it was just good. Where did we put Black Ops?
We'd say Black Ops was sharp, did we?
Ryan's Black Ops was good.
Well, it has to be good as well, then, I suppose, doesn't it? You can't say it's better than Black Ops, or I couldn't, anyway.
No.
I would say it was good. Would you agree
I
with that?
I don't know. Maybe okay.
Oh, you go for okay. Ooh.
I think there's better ones, aren't it?
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. So next,
I don't know. Where's Ryan put it?
I've already started typing it in okay now.
Fair enough. It's okay then. So next up, with 3 million, it's Gears of War 3. Never played 3. What do we know about it?
Gears 3.
I played 3.
We did, once. No, I got halfway through it.
I seem to remember there was an outrage.
Put it okay or meh for me.
Yeah, so there was an outrage that they introduced a female character. I was like, a girl in a game? They got very upset about it. That's the only thing I remember, really. Okay. Yeah, go on. Let's put it under it. Let's say okay, because I don't know much about it.
Halo 3 ODST.
Oh, as I call it, ODST. Yeah, 3 million. I see. Again, I liked it. I think it tried to be a bit different with the story.
And I'd say okay again for me. I could not get into it at all.
Yeah, I'd say good myself.
Forced myself to play through it. And I didn't play any multiplayer if there was any.
Oh,
okay. There was firefight mode. That was introduced, firefight mode. That was all there was.
I say between, for myself, sharp and thick, but I know you guys did, weren't as invested. So.
Put it in good.
Yeah, I'm happy with good. We can work out between us, can't we? You know, us wizards.
With the Connect Sports.
Yeah, that's the one with the bowling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's also the one where Tube flashed my nan with his bollocks.
He was doing a sprint, wasn't he? He's wearing short shorts because he was dressed up as a Zohan.
Yeah.
And his ball bag fell out of mid-run.
That's why I won it in the end, because his balls fell out.
I remember that, yeah.
I bet you do fondly.
Fondle-y. I remember it fondle-y.
Right. I'd say good.
I'd say okay.
Nah, yeah, it's okay. Oh, it's good as a gimmick.
Yeah, it's good as a party game, but you don't really got to play it by yourself, are you? So I'll say it was okay.
Battlefield 3. 2.73 million.
Ooh, what do you think of that one?
Well, it's my favourite one, so I'm going to put it in short, but it's up to you two.
I'm going to say okay. I didn't really play it that much, and I preferred Bad Company 2.
I'll stick it in good. I thought it was pretty good. The storyline was pretty good.
So we've got
single player.
A short, a good, and an okay. How do we work that
That's
one?
That's why I said I'll put it in good then.
Oh, okay, wicked. So I just say good for that one.
Forza 2.
Forza 2, 2.674
million. Forza 2? Ooh, that's got to be thick. That's got to be short or thick. We played the most online with that one.
Yes, we did.
I'd say thick. There's better Forzas than that, but we did play it a lot.
I've got to say, have we ever mentioned on here that we used to have our own racing league online?
Yeah.
We got well into that, didn't we?
Yeah, we used to have press conferences and everything, but it was only like between the six of us.
No, exactly. And then like we did the last championship and it all sort of fell apart. Everyone got fed up of it, didn't they?
Yeah, but we used to do, like, when you're testing, you could obviously take pictures and do promos and put it on our Facebook group. But we also took pictures of, like, the crowd. So you'd zoom in and take a picture of, like, this really polygon fucking photographer and then, like, tag Craig in it going,
there he
what
is.
Are you doing taking pictures of me trying to...
fucking ham-fist.
Yeah,
tune in on this track.
Me with a big square ham-fist taking pictures. That was me in the background. They actually put me in the game. Thanks to was it turn 10? Turn 7?
Turn 10
it was, wasn't it? Thanks, Turn 10. So, yeah, I'd say thick for Forza 2. I have many fond memories. Although it had terrible menu music that used to annoy you.
Ugh.
Like a Spitfire.
That's in World War II, they call me Spitfire.
Oh, I thought it was the one that went, big train rolling.
Oh, that was SmackDown.
No, it was, no. So I say big train.
Oh, my favourite was the one from WF Attitude. I've got my eye on you. It's like, what the fuck is this song? So we put it on every wrestler, just because it was funny. Next up, with 2.585...
Creed.
Assassin's Creed, yeah. You might find it hiding in the flower bed or sat on a bench.
The Assassin's Creed 1?
Yeah.
That's the one where you play as Assassin Altair versus the Knights Templar with sci-fi MacGuffins.
I'd probably stick it in good or okay, to be honest.
I'd say good.
I'd say okay, because it's horribly dated compared to later games.
You can't... compare it just because it's dated now. When you were playing it.
We aren't allowed to look at it in retrospect.
Well, no, because then that's... Otherwise, you compare it to, like, yeah, games now, and you think, yeah, it's crap.
I'd say at the time, then, yeah, I'd say good. Or maybe thick?
No, it's okay.
You have to judge it against other games on the 360, not against games now.
No, you're right. Well, even then, though, if you're still judging games on the 360, Assassin's Creed that came later...
Yeah, so...
Shat all over it.
Yeah, like, thick and sharp for them, then, wasn't it? But it was still good.
I'd say good, though. Good, yeah, yeah, good. Go on, you're right. I like the story as well. Even though I was like, it was a dick to start with.
Yeah, and he forgot how to do all his moves for some reason.
He did. So, oh, shit. How do I climb up walls again? Oh, God. Can't remember. But, yeah, that's what happened.
So, this is top 20. We've done more than 20 here.
No, I told you it wasn't top 20. So this is, like, all the top-selling games.
Well, let's just keep going. There's not many more. Oh, God, there's loads.
Well, let's just fire through him.
Yeah, go on. Well, let's go at Ryan speed. So, Dance Central, 2.5 million. Thoughts?
Dance Central.
Trash.
Trash. I'd say, yeah, trash, fuck it, it's a dancing game on the Kinect. Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Wasn't as good as the second one, put it in good.
2.08 million, but yeah, put it in good, you reckon, good? Yeah, we had a laugh with that, didn't we? I had to play as Iron Man, otherwise I just got lost. If I played as Iron Man, at least I was at the top of the screen, so... Forza 3, 2 million. I liked Forza 3, it was good. Didn't do anything that much different to 2, but it was good. So I'll put it, whatever we put 2 as. Thick?
Thick.
Yeah. Stu, yeah. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Guitar Hero 2, 2 million.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's one of the Trooper on it, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Iron Maiden.
I think it was the best one. Or was World Tour the best one?
I think the third one had better songs, but this one did have the Trooper on it.
3 or World Tour the best one.
Yeah, I'll say it was good.
It was good then.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, when the guitar games were the shit, it was like up there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Next up, 2 million, the original Saints Row.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
That was funny.
Everyone wore nappies. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, all the clothes were like they were made of hemp.
Yeah. really high fucking waisted jeans.
Yes! And the famous Saints Row guy wasn't in it yet, was he?
No.
So we'll give it 2 million. That's what it sold. We'll give it good. We can't
I'm surprised it sold so less. Assassin's Creed 2, 1.97.
Yeah. How did it sell less than Assassin's Creed 1? That no makey sense to me. Because it's a
this
much
is my
game.
Favourite Assassin's Creed, so I'm going to put this at thick.
Yeah, I'll join you with thick.
I'd put it sharp, to be honest.
Ooh.
Fucking ace.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, yeah, I did do
it. It was before Ubisoft put all the shitty side missions in everything.
Yeah, this was Assassin's Creed at its purest, wasn't it?
Yeah, fuck it, you're right then. Sharp. Let's sharp that bitch up.
Because all it was just fucking missions. There was none of this... Well, there was a couple of the side quests, but there was none of that random shit we had. It was all menu-based crap of selling stuff or upgrading your fucking men or base building. There was none of that.
No, fuck that noise. This was, like you say, purest form Assassin's Creed with Ezio the Auditore, who was a cool character.
Yeah, he was a good character.
What did he say when he killed people? Lesque ad de pace.
Yeah.
He was cool. So, yeah, sharp all the way. It was Benny.
And then...
Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Missile.
Stop! You violated the law!
Yeah, we've talked about this one a lot because it's a game that cracks us up on a regular basis. 1.872 million, Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion.
I'd put it in thick, to be honest.
What do you think, Stu?
Yeah, I'd put it in thick.
Had a good story.
Then I will join you. it's going in thick.
Which is the one where the guy says, I need a map.
That was a Skyrim.
It's not. Oblivion.
It was the fence in Skyrim. Who lives
Oblivion.
Broomer.
Oblivion.
Sure it wasn't Skyrim? Because I'm sure he lived in the snowy bit.
In Oblivion.
Did that have a Nord village in it?
Yes.
Did it?
In Oblivion.
Right, calm down. We're just discussing it, Ryan. Shit. Put the gun down.
It's in the snowy bit at the top. Right near the Blade's Hidden Fortress.
Oh.
Because I kept saying, too, where's this fucking map this guy wants?
I need a nap. That was it. That's what he's meant to say, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he kept going, I need a map. Like, what maps he need, Ryan? For this quest. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what fucking map he wants.
Yeah, you're getting dead angry. What's he fucking need? Why does he need a map? It says nap, Stu. It's supposed to sound tired.
Oh, right. I thought you sounded stupid. Next up, criminally undersold, I think. 1.865, yeah. Red Dead Redemption.
That was a fucking beautiful game, that one.
Yeah, that's Insta-shot.
That shot.
Yeah. John Marston being a badass, killing the cunts from Red Dead Redemption 2 that survived. It's good. Definitely shot, that is. Sorry, I got a bit angry then.
This is Ryan Game, Dead Rising, 1.8 million.
Ooh, tough one.
I'll put it either in okay or meh.
Yeah, meh for me.
I'd say okay, yeah. Yeah, I actually completed it.
I did once. It's all the time management it just forces upon you. Yeah, fucking wank.
Such a fucking effort, isn't it? Yeah, I never played it again after I completed it. It was like a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play. Let's say meh. Fuck it, it's in meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Rock Band, 1.75 million, which was like a slightly more serious version of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you had the drums though.
Oh, yeah, was this the one?
The drums were shit though, but. Yeah.
This the one that introduced all the instruments, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it in good, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd say good, because the song selection wasn't quite as good as Guitar Heroes.
No, it had some weird songs there, didn't it?
Yeah. It had a few what the youth would call bangers in there, but.
There's that one French song that we could nail every time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Was that the one that was the only one that was slightly screamy, that's why. It's slightly heavy, so we still play it all the fucking time.
Next up, 1.652 million, Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock!
Rock!
Bit of Jack Black there, wasn't it? This one had the best songs on it. I remember Ryan nailing the Halo theme on fucking Expert on this. Never seen anything like it.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
It's like he had three arms. It was, I think one arm was just his penis, but it was something. It had the best songs as well, I think. What
I think it'd be thick for Guitar Hero 3.
I think, yeah, I say thick as well. Fuck it. What do you think, Stu?
I don't know. I think World Tour was better, wasn't it?
The same as.
I don't play much.
I think it was the same as because we still jump back to three a lot when we were on the Guitar Hero sessions.
Yeah.
There you go, then. And also, I could never hit the hammer-ons on Knights of Cydonia. When they got to the guitar solo, it was just me going bling, blong, 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 until it failed. Never could do that one. Ryan could, though. You are expert, weren't you?
Right, thick, then. Next one, Mass Effect 2, 1.6 million.
Again, how is that so low down on the list?
Right, that needs to be in the chart here.
Mass Effect 2.
Oh, yeah.
The Advent of Dad Shepard.
Yeah, because it's probably sold on other things. I had it on PC.
Yeah, it was on the PS3 as well, wasn't it, to be fair?
So 2 million if it includes PC.
I'm going to say Shart for me, because it was a fucking masterpiece of probably BioWare's best game.
I put it in Shart, yeah.
Yeah. Would you agree it's BioWare's best?
Yeah.
Yeah. That and Knights of the Old Republic 1, I'd say are their best games.
So, how many more have we got on there, just out of interest?
Not many more now.
Not many, just...
You're joking, aren't you? You've got about 40.
You've not got 40. So dramatic. Next up,
Lost Planet, Extreme Condition.
Fucking trash.
Fucking low. It's about 50, eh?
Pipe down.
1.6 million, Lost Planet, trash.
Trash.
Fucking, that game
that
was
dog shit, yeah.
Such a disappointment. Trash.
Mass Effect
1.6. I'd say good. It was good for its time, yeah.
Mass Effect 1, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas, 1.5 million.
I'd say okay. Never really massively got into it.
I'd say 2 was better, so... Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'd put good.
Yeah, we'll go with good then. We'll go with good. I'm happy to go with you guys on that one.
Call of Duty 3.
Ooh.
1.5.
You know what? Call of Duty 3 was meh. It introduced some weird quick time events and stuff.
Is that the one that was a launch title?
Yeah. It was really...
Why is the guy on the front cover facing shooting the wrong way? Is he shooting his own, like...
He's shooting his own mates.
Teammates, then.
Team kill! TK! That was the weird quick time events. Do you remember the glitches on it, Stu? Do you remember you shot a man with a rifle once and he launched up into the air like a ragdoll?
Yeah.
About, like, into orbit. It was
is
like,
this
what
the
fuck?
Terminators? Or was that Medal of Honor?
No, it was Call of Duty 3. I distinctly remember being disappointed as fuck by it. It's like, what is going on with this? And you played.
Like, shoot someone how many times with like an MP40? It just kept coming at you. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, and the big gimmick was you got to play as the Canadians, but you only gave them like 2 missions. And it's like, it's mostly the Americans again. So, oh, by the way, there's Canadians for a couple of missions there. Yeah. And the Polish tank regiment for 1 mission at the end. It was like, what the fuck? So, yeah.
Right.
Trash. I'm going to say trash.
Fallout 3, 1.5 million.
I would say thick.
Yeah, 3 was good.
We really enjoyed it.
New Vegas was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say good.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll demote it down to good for me as well. Let's say good.
BioShock, 1.5 million.
Thick for
me. It's meh.
Yeah. I'd say thick because I really enjoyed the story. And it's BioShock. Quite a good. Yeah, it's quite a good FPS.
I put thick. What do you put to? Meh.
Yeah.
I've been going to drop it down to.
No, leave it. If you both think thick, then leave it there. I just never played it. It wasn't for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Next up, Crackdown! 1.5 million.
Meh.
Crackdown?
I'd say trash. I didn't enjoy it at all.
I enjoyed it.
Once you jumped up and down into orbit a few times, it got a bit boring.
Yeah, and the car that was like.
Yeah, transform the car. Just trash. It never really inspired me.
I put it in meh.
Yeah? Stu?
Yeah, because I enjoyed it.
What did Ryan say?
Meh.
Yeah, meh.
Fair enough. In those cases, meh is where it will be. Next up.
Perfect Dark Zero, yeah. 1.5 million.
Launch title trash, material, trash, that if there ever was any. Yeah, trash. It wasn't very inspiring, was it?
No, it's fucking motion blur all over the place.
Oh, it was. It made me feel a bit sick.
Resident Evil 5, 1.4 million.
Trash,
that was shit.
Yeah, trash.
It wasn't a proper Resident Evil game. I know people like it when Chris punches a boulder and you have to defeat Wesker by turning the lights off.
And his fucking arms are huge.
Can't take his sunglasses off. Yeah, why is he so hench? Why is he like
fucking,
that?
It's fucking proper. It's just his biceps. That's all it is. Everything else is normal.
Nah, fuck Resident Evil 5. That can suck 1,000 zombie dicks.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, 1.4 million. Trash.
Yeah, trash. I don't even remember that one. So
Call of Duty 2, 1.4 million.
Ooh, I'd say thick. I liked Call of Duty 2 a lot. I played it on PC, admittedly, but it was a good game. Did you play that one?
No.
It's the one at the start where you have to chuck potatoes at a commissar.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Well, you don't have to. You have to chuck them at targets, like a tin on the fence, but you used to get hours of fun.
I quite enjoyed that one,
hours of fun bouncing potatoes off the commissar's face there as he was talking. Do not waste the potatoes! Just off his face mid-conversation. It was very funny. So I'd say thick for Call of Duty 2. What do you guys think?
Thick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say good.
Probably good.
Well, yeah? Good it is, then. I'm happy with that. Ooh, next one, Stu. You and me spent hours on Fight Night Round 3. Yeah. 1.29 million. Had that really cool song in the intro.
Oh, yeah, what was that song?
See, I know you like my swagger. That one.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was a good one. And
I love this one because I mastered the technique of, like,
be careful,
if you
though,
pull
Stu.
The left trigger and you can lean right back.
Yes.
Nobody can punch you, and then as soon as they punch, you just fucking lunge forward and do a haymaker, and you can knock them out.
Yeah, that's right. And you got
the slow
motion ragdoll knockouts where they're like they were just like a string puppet. The strings have been cut. The graphics were really good on it as well.
Yeah,
for
it
like an early 360 game. I would say thick for that one. We had a lot of fun with it. What do you think, Stu?
Yeah, I say thick.
What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I never really played it. Put it in there, yeah.
Right, fair enough. Next up, Trials HD, 1.29 million. It was funny.
I like Trials HD.
Yeah, it was very funny watching you guys play it. Ragdoll all over the place.
Meh for me.
I'd say good. Or okay. No, say good. Say good.
Meh.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was it's an arcade game, wasn't it? It was like one you downloaded. Yeah. It was like a cheaper one you downloaded. Next up, UFC 2009, Undisputed. 1.23 million. I've never played it, and I've never seen it. I'll give it
trash.
Yeah, sorry.
I think this is the one with Fingy.
Was it? With Kozlov?
Ivan... Oh, fuck, what's his name?
Pavlinsky?
Yeah, Fingy Kozlov, yeah.
Yeah, I would...
Ivan Kozlov.
I would say it would be okay, then, just because it was funny to watch you play it. Well, we made
I'd say meh, it was still shit.
Oh, fair enough. All right, then, we'll say it's meh.
Right, no, fuck it, put it in the trash.
Oh, okay, trash it.
Was it UFC? Yeah,
they didn't get any good until EA took over.
Oh, well, truly trash it then. Next up, Guitar Hero World Tour, 1.124 million. This is where they introduced instruments for them, wasn't it?
Yeah,
this is where you got the
thick with Guitar Hero 3.
Is this where you could play guitar solos to piano sections?
Yeah,
I think you could. Was it Mr. Crowley?
Yeah, in the organ intro, Mr. Crowley. You're like rocking out a sick guitar solo to an organ. It's like, okay. Yeah, I'd say it was thick, though. We had fun with it, didn't we? If you want multiplayer guitar action or band action, you can't get much better. So we'll say thick. Next up, Char Wars, The Jaws Unleashed. That's Star Wars The Force Unleashed. With 1.123 million. Yeah, wasn't up to much, was it?
The effects were good.
I remember the bit where you pulled down the Star Destroyer with the Force. That was quite cool. I'd say it was okay.
That's where I've put it,
yeah. Yeah, what do you think, Stu?
Did you know that one was canon?
It was, but haven't they just gone and wiped the canon out now?
Yeah,
but before Disney took over, that was canon, which is weird.
Okay. Next up, Battlefield Bad Company 2 with 1.05 million.
Shart.
Yeah, definitely shart. Me and Stu, and you as well, right, wasn't it? All three of us spent hours playing this multiplayer. My favourite map was the Snowy Pass one.
Yeah, with the two one factory at one end and a cabin at the other.
You could hide
and
amongst...
And then there's like a town in the middle.
Yeah, you could hide amongst the ruins of the town and just pick people off as they came past. And I think you or Ryan were always the engineer putting mines down. So every time a tank tried to drive through it, it'd just blow up every time. It's like they never left the road. It was like, this is brilliant. So yeah, I'd say shout out for that one. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You agree, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Next up, Rock Band 2. 1.02 million in the US, which suggests that maybe it wasn't released in the UK, was it?
I think it was, but I think only Paul had it, didn't he?
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
it was like some issue, because it was right at the end of the life cycle, so like everybody had given up on rhythm games.
Yeah, it was, no, Rock Band 3 was the one that was right at the end.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say trash, just because I never played it.
I wouldn't say trash, maybe.
It was alright. Rock Band 2 was alright. That's a pretty good song. It was better than it was the same as the first one.
Well, might get the same as the first one then. Just don't remember playing it, that's all. Maybe I did though. Next up, it's Boob Simulator. 1 million copies. That's Dead or Alive 4.
Trash.
I never played it. So I guess I'll just say trash, yeah. It doesn't even enter my rating system because I never played it. I've not played any since the one on the PS1, the first one.
The only one I played was the Xbox Dead or Alive 2, I think.
Yes, yeah. I did play that as well, actually. Yeah, tell a lie. But yeah, trash, fuck it, who cares? It's just an excuse to have boobs in it.
Halo Wars, 1 million.
Trash. RTSs do not work on consoles, trash. What do you think,
Left
4
Dead, 1 million.
Hang on, we've got Ryan's thoughts on Halo.
Yeah, it's shit, wasn't it?
Just join you there, yeah, shit. Yeah, sorry, Halo Wars. I don't know how they got a sequel greenlit for that. So that surprises me. Left 4 Dead. I played a bit of it.
I played it on PC.
Yeah, I think after you've done it a few times, it kind of just...
It was alright.
Yeah.
But okay.
I like the idea of the AI director.
But okay.
That was quite clever, wasn't it? Where they sort of altered how many zombies attacked you at different times.
Right, we're right at the end now, so what are we having that?
Ninja Guard. Yeah, good. That's a good...
Sorry. What, Left 4 Dead?
Ninja Guard.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Ninja Garden 2, 1 million.
Wow, what did you want to put it as?
I've already put it in okay.
No, I'll leave it there then.
No, I've deleted it now. Fuck's sake.
Put it back.
No, put it in. I've put it in good now.
Stu, don't fucking push him. He's getting so angry.
You know what? No, I'll fucking put it back in okay.
I'm looking Ninja Garden 2. It. Trash.
I
enjoyed it.
I'd say okay, because I enjoyed watching Ryan play it. It was really difficult though, wasn't it, as I recall?
I put it in meh.
Isn't this the one where the underground station was massive?
Yeah, he's Tiny Ninja. Yeah. On the closer, Tiny Ninja. What,
the orange box, trash.
Hang on.
Whoa,
hang on, slow down. Slow your roll. Slow your roll. I just said Ninja Gaiden 2 was okay because I enjoyed watching Ryan play it. Ryan said, yeah, it was meh. So I enjoyed watching Ryan play it more than Ryan enjoyed playing it. That's something, isn't it? Next up, yeah, the orange box. Did you say trash, Stu?
Yeah, trash.
Go and sit on a spiky dick. It's not trash.
Trash.
I would say it's good. The graphics were horrible compared to the PC version, but if you had a weaker PC that couldn't run Half-Life 2, it was a good way to play it. Oh, I know what you're doing.
Trying to bait Pixie.
Yeah, we're trying to bait Pixie Podcast, aren't we? That's what we're doing here. In those cases, yeah, it's shit. Is there a class worse than trash? Let's put it in there.
Yeah. Pixie's favourite games.
Yeah. Trash!
We're fucking down there.
It's good, really. But yeah, trash.
Only good. In all fairness, Orange Box, it was 5 games that you got.
You got a lot in it, didn't you?
As well, and they're all pretty good. I mean, you did get Half-Life 2, but still, you got Episode 1 and 2 and Portal and Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, fuck it, I'd say it's good.
I'd put it in good or thick.
Yeah, good, come on.
Good
then. Well, what's your real judgment, Stu?
Yeah, good, Paul.
Good, really. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2.
Shit as well.
Trash.
Just by his name. That's a fucking stupid, long, bollocky name that is.
See what's next.
Now, we end on one of Stu's personal favourites. 1 million copies. Viva motherfucking Pinata. What's
Shut up.
I mean, go on, Stu, tell us all about it. Why is it shit?
I can't really explain it. It's like if you ask a heroin user what you like about heroin.
It's like
it's the same thing.
It's like if you sat in an alleyway and they're covered in bins and like bin juice, and you shoot up your heroin, and then it just turns into your Viva Pinata field.
So, well, yeah. Let me put it this way: I, when me and Stu are still living at home with their mum and dad, I said to him, I said, "Can I have a go on the Xbox in a bit?" Yeah, in a minute. I'm just having a quick go on this. And then a couple of hours later, like, Stu, can I have a go on the Xbox? Yeah, I want to play whatever game. No, stop fucking asking me. I'm still playing this.
It's been 2 hours, then, Stu.
No, it was 8 hours. It played it for 8 hours, non-stop. And I was like, oh, why don't you say so? I didn't realise I've been on it so long. You're like, fuck off. You knew all along.
Yeah.
It sat and played it for 8 hours.
It was sharp, wasn't it?
Fucking non-stop. For him, it was.
I think it was sharp as well, because Buzzle Gums. Listeners, I implore you to Google Buzzle Gums, because they are the cutest thing ever. When Stu found one buried in the field, pretended it was a turnip. That was something else, that was. What was the one called that went,
huh? Oh, donuts.
Yeah, donuts, like donuts. Little deers. That was right, they were dead good. And that yak that went and milked itself in the shed.
Yeah, it was a male yak that kept pumping out milk.
Yeah.
Milky fluid.
Yeah, it's in the Wizard's Sour Garden now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. That's where the wizards get some of their money from. The suspicious yak milk.
Yak milk.
Yeah, it's a bit salty.
In quotation marks.
So right, that was the official top sellers then. Do we agree with it on the
top
most
top however many sellers, because that's a fucking big list. I've got some ones here I want to throw into the mix. That weren't even mentioned, which I'm surprised with.
I think we all might have to. Let's do it.
So, Ryan's mentions.
Ooh.
Actually, some of them were. Let me just delete a couple.
It's not the point. I've got a little list as well. Whilst you're deleting, let me jump in.
No, it's
all
right, here we go.
Go on.
Far Cry 3.
How was that not there? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that was like a really well-received game. I never completed it myself. I'll
say sharp for that.
I'd say it was good, but I never completed it. But it was good. I don't know how it wasn't on the list.
I know, it's sharp, that is. That's fucking sharp, too.
That is a surprise. What are the ones you got on there for us, Ryan?
XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
Yeah, that was on the 360, wasn't it? Again, how did that not get more love?
I never played on 360. I played on PC. I think
I played the demo on the 360, but I ended up playing it on PC because my laptop could just about handle the first one. Yeah. So, fair enough.
Where'd you put that?
XCOM, I would probably say thick to sharp for me. It's a very deep game,
thick,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Stu, where would you put XCOM?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Cool.
I've also got... What else have I got? I'm pretty sure it was on 360. BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. It was an exclusive for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised BioShock Infinite or BioShock 2 are on there, to be honest. I know 2 was a bit negatively received compared to 1, but even so. You'd expect more, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So Infinite, I'd put... in thick as well.
I would put it in, yeah, probably thick. I agree with you. Good story.
You know what? I'm surprised there's no FIFA games on that list.
Yeah, is it worldwide though? FIFA's, well, again, Europe and South America fucking love football.
Then again, I'm sure they would have sold more than like a million.
Yeah, true. Maybe they've just taken them out because they're the sort of
I got
sports guff.
Yeah. I've got a couple more I want to mention as well.
Go ahead, girl.
Dishonored.
Oh! Fucking Dishonored. What a game. Sharp Plus.
Make its own fucking class.
Yeah. I fucking love Dishonored so much. Yeah. I've completed that so many times.
Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
It would have to be thick or sharp because all three games are good, solid games, aren't they? Oh, no, it doesn't have the first game on it. It's 2, 3 and Peace Walker, isn't it?
Yeah, 2, 3... Then Piss Walker, yeah.
I never played much of Piss Walker. So I'd say thick, because if it had the first one on it, it'd probably be sharp as well.
Yeah.
So I'll say thick for Metal Gear HD.
But they did, they changed the camera angle for 3 to lower
so
down and back,
better.
And it was like, oh, it was fucking hard playing.
You were hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was too. Just seeing snakes tight buttocks.
I've got two more.
Go ahead, girl.
Metal Gear Solid Stick of Truth, I nearly said that. South Park Stick of Truth.
Never played it. Looks good, though.
Oh, yeah, I liked Stick of Truth. It was good.
And my final... Where would you put that anyway, Stu?
Good.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
I'll say good as well, because I've not played it.
And Splinter Cell. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I've got it on my list.
Got Splinter Cell.
Double Agent.
Fucking, what's it called? Yeah, Double Agent. Chaos Theory.
Oh, yeah, that was on there too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember Double Agent was a well good game. That was on my list. I would say that was probably good to thick. Do you reckon?
That was poorly received, Double Agent, apparently.
Don't know why. I think it was quite clever.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
There we go. Did you enjoy that one, Stu?
Which one was Chaos Theory? Is that on...
That's the third one where you had the knife.
Is that on Xbox One?
No. It's on 360, but the graphics are really good.
Which is the one that I played?
Conviction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With Jeff. Again, yeah. Future episode discussion there. Yeah, I would say that one was probably good. I don't think it was thick or sharp, Conviction.
Yeah.
The faster gameplay style didn't really do it for me. I preferred being super stealthy. Any more you got there, Ryan? I've got a few on here.
Oh, that's it.
I've got fucking Singularity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how was that not in the top? That was a really good game. It stole ideas from every other game, but it implemented them really well. I'd say that one was probably thick. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't put it thick.
Would you not?
No, it was a nice playthrough. I'd put it good or okay.
What do you think, Stu?
I couldn't get into it at all, so okay.
Yeah, fair enough. That was Singularity. What else have we got? Mass Effect 3. How is that not on the list? Surely a lot of people bought Mass Effect 3 to see what happened at the end with that shit end sequence. With Marauder Shields. Thick. Still thick.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Dying.
Thick.
Ryan's dying. What do we do in the event of Ryan dying?
Just carry on.
Yeah, just carry on. It's fine. Saints Row 2. How was that on there?
Oh, that's got to be thick, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's got Saints Row guy in it. And improves on everything from the first game.
It's the best one.
Yeah.
It's the best one as well.
Yeah, easily the best one. The 3 and 4 got too silly for me. What else we got? Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Was that on Xbox 360?
Yeah, it was on 360, yeah. I remember I got the super cool limited edition version of it. That was a well good game. Well, I'd say that was sharp. What do you guys think?
I don't fucking know. Never played them.
Fair enough. Well, in those cases, should we move on to what people responses now, everyone? Oh, Stu, is there any you want to mention that we've missed?
I can't believe we're not even...
Vegas 2?
Vegas 2, yeah. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? It was better than the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Had a pretty good campaign.
Yeah. Probably... thick?
I'd say it was good, but I acknowledge your thickness. Not the first time I've said that. But there we go. Any more you want to mention?
No, should we go through the responses?
In those cases, we wizards have spoken all we will about the main feature. Now...
Who wizards?
We wizards. Not wizards that control we. Well, yeah, right. We're just repping for the wizards upstairs, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, the wizards have decreed, then, that we have spoken all we can about the main feature. And now they demand what people responses. Which means that we read out your, the listeners, that is... correspondence. So
the first one of me is at itemshopdx, and he says so far Dishonored,
because he's correct. Sharp plus.
Yeah. Grief Burrito. I think Halo 3 was what I spent most time in.
Yep.
Pixie Podcast. Orange Box.
Hey.
is Pixie Podcast exclusively on YouTube now? Because I subscribe to his podcast and he's not released anything for months.
He says he's having a break or something a while back.
It was like 3 months or something.
He's having a podcasting break whilst he rechannels his inner energies.
TB, Teachable 85, Deus Ex Human Revolution, the game that got every little adverb there.
Your turn.
That game just got everything right, in my opinion, especially after the Director's Cut version improved the boss battles.
Yes.
If we're talking exclusive, it's got to be Lost Odyssey. What a game.
Yeah, to be fair, those fucking boss battles, if you leveled up in stealth, were a nightmare. I remember Stu watching me on one of them, where it's the stealth woman, and you're trapped in the server room, and she's invisible. I had to kill her by just dropping loads of gas mines on the floor and hiding in the corner, until she gassed herself to death. God, that's a pain in the tits.
Look, Gaming Arena says Halo 3. Is there anything else better? Nope. The amount of time I spent in multiplayer custom games is vast.
Yeah, I did like the custom nature of it. I'll agree with that. That was really cool.
Dave Cooper at Deluxe_Man. I bought mine for 3 games. Dead Rising, Gears of War and Forza Motorsport. Gladly sold my Xbox 360 a few years later for a PS4. I regret nothing.
Oh, I've still got mine.
There's also a great indie game called I Made a Game with Zombies in It, which has the best soundtrack anything ever made. And he's also put a link into that as well.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to check that out after we finish recording.
Yeah.
We'll
close back on.
Ethel the Frog got his 360 quite late in his life, but it got me back into gaming and after a fairly long hiatus. Highlights for him were Red Dead Redemption, Skyrim, and Forza Horizon 2, which blew him away.
Oh, Forza Horizon 2 is a good shout.
Yeah.
That's the one in Italy.
I'd like to note his initial post just to wind us up there.
Uncharted 2, oh no, wait.
Uncharted on the Xbox! sounded like Brian Blessed then, didn't
it? Didn't
that it? Was really good, that. I can't ever do that again.
At the Mr. John Core from Grief Burritus says Bioshock.
Grief Burritus.
That's the Latin name for it. Grief of Gritus. Griefus Burritus.
Griefus, we're Charter Selectus, naturally.
And he says, I've just lost it now. Yeah, Bioshock and Greek's Feeks podcast agree, saying that's my vault as well.
Yep.
Game Telford.
Hey,
come in with a great question. I could do a top 50, which is what we've more or less done, I think. And they came up with Geometry Wars 2.
Oh, I remember seeing that. It was really trippy and weird.
Yeah, which came out. Was it with what you said, Project Gotham or something?
Yeah, I thought it was with Project Gotham 4, I think.
Quite early on.
But then
it
was being sold individually as well.
Yeah, it's on the arcade store, I want to say.
Yeah, Game Tripper UK. I was going to say Fallout 3, but I've got the overwhelmed desire to say Spec Ops The Line. Oh, and if they're talking exclusives, a beautiful Katamari.
I've got to say, I agree with Spec Ops The Line. That was a really good game. Not play Katamari. So there you go. That's what I say about that.
Ryan Katamari.
You've mentioned this one, haven't you? The Unexceptionals saying Halo 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got a gif of some little bopping. What are they?
Spartans.
I can't quite see.
Fucking hell.
See the glasses, Ryan? I've got bad eyesight.
Halo. It's Master Chief, isn't it?
Those things.
Those there dancing folk.
Cooper at KPA421 says, are you on crack? Impossible challenge. Greatest console of all time. That's what he says.
Are you on crack? I love it. That's my favourite.
Oh, well, I've got an honourable mention, actually. Tenchu Zed. It was probably meh, but I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it was meh, but I loved it. Give it a shot yourself, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love that game.
Mayhem, brackets Sammy.
Stu, what are you doing? Says,
Dante's Inferno. Dante's Inferno, hands down.
Dante's Inferno. Yeah. Just me and Stu just took the piss out of that for the time we played it.
That needs to go at least good.
Yeah, with the meddler.
Yeah.
Meddler! And he kept pressing all the levers for no reason.
Yeah.
Little twat, isn't he?
Shoot the Rookie, did you do that one, Stu? I remember.
Don't think so.
I don't believe so.
At Pix1001, probably Tales of Vesperia. Although it eventually made its way to PlayStation, it was originally a 360 exclusive.
Yes, I remember that one. It was a JRPG in a very nice sort of, not hand-drawn graphics, but you know, like quite cel-shaded comic-y graphics. It was pretty cool.
Jay Bizzle, GTA San Andreas.
Benson from Freaky.
San Andreas? That was on the original
Xbox. That Benson from Killer Rabbit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says GTA San Andreas. Yeah, it was from the original Xbox.
Yeah, it was. Like, you and your...
Quiet, Benson!
Yes, Benson! Get back in your box, Benson! Thank you, anyway.
Coming over here, caught engaged in the wrong fucking generation. It's like LGA code, eh? Fucking pipe down at all.
What next, Tetris?
I know, yeah. Fucking hell. Yo, Super Mario. anyway.
On VHS! Sorry, carry on.
That was right down my ear. Jesus. Gen X, aside from every arcade game I ever enjoyed, Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. I think it was good. I never really got massively into it.
and Matt at Benchmonkey, Portal 2.
See, I didn't play much of that either, but I know you and Stu enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I remember Stu, when he had a potato, that one of the things you had in the game was a potato. You just walk around the potato in your hand.
You put it on your portal gun, yeah. It was GLaDOS. She was running off a potato.
Yeah, that's right. That was the
And Squiffy agrees with Matt, saying, "You can't have that one, Matt. It's mine." Thumbs up.
Oh, was that? Oh, wow.
Yeah. The 80s Movie Club says Dead Rising 1 or EDF 2025 or Chime. Ah!
Chime. I don't remember Chime. EDF was Earth Defense Force, wasn't it? That's like the really cheesy anime killing lots of aliens game. They're a bit cheapo, but good fun, by all accounts. Never really played them, but fair
Andy,
enough.
Andy Endine replied saying, "Chime, what a game. I'd forgotten all about that."
So have I.
Yeah.
To the point where I don't know what it is.
Yeah. At Swooper D says he can't choose one. Halo Reach, nope. Street Fighter 4, scratch that. Fable 2, no. Mass Effect 2. So Daniel at Lightning Lariat says Alan Wake. I'm hoping to get a full sequel.
Oh yeah, Alan Wake. We discussed that a few episodes back, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was all right. I mean, I'm glad that people like it, but I didn't got that much into it. I was gonna say, me no words so good.
MSTF server, Modern Warfare 2.
It's the best.
Chris, off that philosophy podcast, says the games I probably spent the most time with on 360 were Far Cry 3 and Dark Souls, and also Halo 3.
Yeah, good selection there. People seem to love those Souls games.
Deviant A Link says Dead Rising. And Graham mentioned, comes back at tough choice, probably Fallout New Vegas. But ask me again tomorrow and I'll be Dead Space or Mass Effect 2 or ..
Yeah, so a lot of people can't make their mind up. There's just too many good games.
Yeah, yeah. Blaze R, Far Cry 4.
No.
Challen Peter says Dead Space. Far Cry 4 came out on like everything.
Multi-platform.
360, Xbox One, and
everything. It was at that awkward point between generations.
Yeah. Do you want me to continue reading them?
Yeah, may as well. People have made the effort to write it, haven't they?
Yeah. We got Andy. No, I've done that one. No, I haven't. So difficult. My shortlist is Gears of War 3, Trials Evolution, Mass Effect 2, and The Walking Dead. But choose between them is almost impossible.
That's a Telltale one, not the one with Merlin Dirl in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Merlin Dirl.
The Bearded Son of Nell says Skyrim, followed by Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, so as you see, the favourites have earned their followers.
Yeah. Lady Justice Podcast says Fable. I presume that means Fable 2 or 3, because 1 came out on the generation before.
Yeah, come on. Specifics, please, folks.
Leo Salgado says exclusive Forza 4.
Yeah, Forza 4 was good. Was that the one where you could drive around the Top Gear test track?
Yeah, I think that was the best one on a 360.
Yeah, I probably agree. Oh, the most in it, didn't they?
Yemi at Yemi the Ferret said I spent so many hours of my life playing Mass Effect 2. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, it's funny.
What?
Heard you laughing then? What are you laughing at?
What are you fucking laughing at?
You laughing at Ryan?
It's coughing.
You laughing at Ryan?
Fucking coughing.
Stop
right?
Laughing at Ryan.
A Red Dead Redemption and that little red ring machine.
Oh, that was always known as every Xbox I had that died of the same fault. I still love it though.
Paddy Conville says Oblivion. Outrunner says Dead Rising 1 always was. It's what made me want the thing most to begin with. I never really got into.
Yeah, the time to say one. The time thing just ruined it, didn't it?
Yeah. Ryan Scottson, L1X, says he's got three words for you. Suck my dick.
Whoa!
No, you know.
Excuse me.
Says he's got three words for you. Left for dead.
Oh yeah, that's three very different words. I mean, you know, name a time and a place, but.
Yeah, DM me. Jeffrey P. Davis says the update screen. Man, I spent hours doing that. It seemed to go on forever.
Now, you see, that was more of a joke about the PS3, I think. In all fairness, the 360 was pretty quick with its updates.
Yeah.
PS3 was shit with it.
Scott Jason Brown says XCOM. Good lad.
What man after your heart, Ryan?
Yeah. And we've got a Broken Chi3C.
Oh, yeah, CH3S as
I'm guessing
well.
Cheesy or something.
Yeah, like probably yeah. Cheesy.
Lost
it?
Odyssey. I can't even pronounce that one, so I'll just say it'll give his Twitter handle. It's at old game fanboy. It says Mafia 2.
Oh, yeah, Mafia 2 was sick.
Oh, Mafia 2 is good.
Fancy forgetting about Mafia 2.
Sydney Butler says God of War. Funny.
Lols. I'm sure you mean... No, I don't know. There's always one.
Roxmore says Fallout 3. And the last two, Ivan says Skyrim, even though it runs like shite on the 360.
Oh, it did. It wasn't the best, was it?
And Nathan Macy says Blops 2.
That was the one with the screaming man with the shotgun.
Oh, and all on fire and laughing.
But also, pleasing. Oh. Okay. Anyway, so I guess that means we're now moving on to The Wizard's Tower, right?
Yeah.
So it's once again time to ascend the weirdly slippery steps up to the Wizard's Tower. Unless you want to take
sticky steps.
Unless you want to take the lift, but that's never oiled properly. I mean, I hope they're getting somebody in to deal with that. So I guess we'll have to take the stairs, guys. Hello, everybody.
Think of it like that.
How are we doing today? I'm Master Fenrir, and I had a lovely Christmas.
So that was the main feature. Thank you, everyone, for writing.
How are you, Master Wizard Warden?
There was a lot of people there.
Very well, yeah.
Good Christmas?
Despite Ryan's
wicked.
Early
how about you, Master Wizard, too?
It's Master Cumrag.
Oh, yes, I forgot about your real name.
I've spent Christmas with Santa. With his little elf creatures.
Father Thickmus?
Yes, Father Thickmus.
Daddy Thickmus. I'm glad you've seen him. So we're here today, I guess, to rate a game each and put it on this random tiering board again, right?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to go first today?
I'll go then.
Go ahead.
Far Cry 3.
Ooh, tell me about it.
I just have.
Far Cry 3, you played as, was it Jason? It was Jason, wasn't it?
Jason, yeah, I want to say he was called Jason. He was like a kind of American party boy.
Jason.
Guy.
Todd.
Statham.
Jason Statham.
No, yeah.
Why?
So they're on a party holiday, aren't they? And they do some, like, parachuting and that, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then they wakes up in a cage. And Vass has got in there. So then your brother, who's like a cool military guy, manages to break out, and then you're on the run. Your brother gets shot, and then he just tells you to run and he starts hunting you.
And then you have to become an absolute badass.
And then some black guy saves you and gives you a tattoo.
Which is like called Dennis.
Yeah.
I want to say he's called Dennis.
Yeah, it gives you this magic tattoo that makes you like superhuman.
And every time you unlock a perk, you get a new PC a tattoo.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And you can see it all the way through. And it was good, wasn't it? Because it was fully open world.
Yeah, it was Ubisoft. Ubisoft, and it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was Ubisoft before the Ubisoft all over it.
Yeah, before the microtransactions got
No, no, like before that. The random side missions and random flags you have to collect and all. Like, late, if you look at later Far Cry and Assassin's Creed games, mate, it's full of. So it's just... Fair. There was missions and side missions and checkpoints to do, and there was
boobs.
There was boobs, and there was also what are they called?
Remember the flamethrower mission? That was good.
Yeah,
you had to go and burn the weed farm.
Yeah, it was a really good mission. That was
yeah.
And you got a wingsuit.
Yes, you did have a wingsuit. That was well good, wasn't it?
Bow and arrow and that. So yeah, I'm going to stick it in shot. I am.
All right, fair enough. So, Far Cry 3 into the shart hole. Right in your shart hole. You're going right back to 1997 for Final Fantasy VII on the PS1?
Yeah.
Released by Squaresoft, have you done that one?
No.
Good.
Trash, yeah?
Oh, God, would chase us down and lynch us, Ryan, if we did that. No, it's, say, looking at of the time, the graphics were a bit weird of the time, I suppose. But
fucking dumbbell arms.
Yeah, they're like made of dumbbells and gym equipment. But it's got a really, really good story, even if it gets a bit weird towards the end. Good leveling system, good combat system. I would give Final Fantasy VII a shart category treatment any day of the week. I know that remake's coming out. I don't give a shit about it. I'll stick with my original. So there we go. Also, it's on Twitch now, which is cool.
So I've got two shark tears that's gone in. I need to do a shit man, don't I?
You don't have to. There's no rule to say you do.
I'm the only one to put any trash games in there at the moment, I think.
Well, what else have you been playing recently?
I don't want to put two, don't want to have it too one-sided, do I? I want to have a lopsided tier list.
Ah, I don't know about balancing it. The wizards use magic to keep it balanced. It's not going to fall over.
Okay. I'll go with Jedi Fallen Order.
Ooh, that's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's like... Unfortunately, it's like a Souls game, so I can't get into it as much as I'd like to.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But I didn't hear any of that, so I bought it, and I was like, why is this so fucking difficult?
Yeah.
So I turned the difficulty pretty much off to story mode, and it's just about manageable.
Yeah, sounds about right, because everything has to be a Souls game now, doesn't it?
But the problem with it is... It's one of those games where you have to go through to a certain point and then you unlock a new ability, so you have to go back to another area you've been before to use that ability to go to the next area.
Oh, Metroidvania.
To unlock another ability, which means you can go back to the place you originally came from to go to the next area in that area, and then you can go to another planet to do that bit.
Yeah.
But back and forth, it's not got any fucking waypoints.
Oh.
And the map's shit.
Oh.
So most of the time you're just guessing which way you've got to go.
It doesn't sound fun.
It sounds like an okay to me.
Doesn't even sound okay.
But yeah, I've not really been playing it as much because it's a bit of an effort, really.
Because you're not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put it?
Gonna say probably just okay.
I'm surprised. I thought you would have gone lower.
It's all right. It gives Lonely Dead Space companion.
So that's our mini game reviews for this week in the Wizard's Tower. So let's stop talking like those nerds from downstairs. Ooh, how are we getting down today, everybody?
Haven't you got a special surprise for us?
Well, I have, but I was going to let those idiots deal with that back at the bottom. Unless you want me to do it here.
No. Let those cunts do it.
Yes, let's do it. How are we getting down today, everybody?
I'll go first so you don't fucking steal my idea as usual. I have a paraglider. And I just gotta jump out the window. See you later.
You forgot the paraglider. Should we mention that?
I'm going to use my go-go gadget dick. Bye bye.
Wow. In case of emergencies, an inflatable slide will deploy from the top of the Wizard's Tower. Put yourself in a brace position and slide down it. Well, that was weird. Why do we keep letting those wizards do a bit of the podcast, everyone?
Why do they have to leave the tower? I mean, what, live up there?
Yeah,
they can't live there.
All they do is climb back up again when no one's watching.
Merlin, what are they doing?
Fuck off.
All right, sorry. Never mind. Forget I asked. God, that Merlin's a piece of work.
All he does is polish the shaft hanging out of that stone.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Something very Freudian.
The shaft in the stone.
As we all know, the three tenets of the Freudian theory, the anal, and the anal fascination.
That's still one of the best moments we've ever had on a podcast.
Throwback.
Anal fixation. Oral fixation. And anal fixation.
Feel free to put that clip back in here for new listeners to enjoy it. So anyway, this is on to the final part of the podcast now. It's the game. It used to be known as the arcade name game, which wasn't very good. Nobody liked it. Then it was the sexy name game, which was quite fun. But now we're changing the format up again.
Yeah.
But before I tell you about the new format, let's announce the winner from the last format, shall we do it? First of all, we'll read out the last one, and you guys have to guess what the answer to that one was. It was a purple, fiery passion youth uses his hot body to dominate his enemies. It's so intensely hot that you may catch fire. What do you think it was?
No,
Spyro.
It was Spyro the Dragon. Well done, Stu. Did anyone... So who got that one, Stu?
Quite a few people got that one.
Awesome.
LGA got it. Nyla got it.
There we go, then. So that, well done for that. So I guess now it's time to announce the prize, then, isn't it? Before we move on to the next one, the next game.
Yeah.
So who was the overall winner, Stu?
The overall winner was, unsurprisingly, at Nyla.
At Nyla.
Ethel the Frog.
Ethel the Frog, at Nyla on Twitter. Who I think won last time, didn't he?
Yep.
Tell you what, he's a machine. He is unstoppable. So, what did we say the prize was going to be then, Stu?
So the prize we've given him because he's already won a lot of prizes anyway, was inducting him into the Tower.
He's actually becoming a member of the Wizard's Tower. Okay, so did he say what job he wanted to do?
So he's going
to
come in as Chief Shaft Greaser, and he's going to make sure that the lift in the tower functions properly, because he's got that, because of that slight bend.
Yeah, true. It's difficult, isn't it? It's a hard engineering project. So, in honour of his new position in the tower, Master Ferrex actually written him a poem. Which is weird to believe, because he's not... He never wrote one for Merlin, after we did that whole episode to recruit him. But he's written one for Nylar. He's actually sent me a recorded file of it. Do you want to play it for you?
Yeah.
Right, hang on. Let me press play. Home of mages of incredible power, standing proud is the Wizard's Tower. Some say it looks rather rude, and call the wizards rather prude. But it's tall, curved, with two balls at its base. But they're just offices, get off our case. To get to the bulbous tip, one must take the stairs. It's a long way up, but nobody cares. Well, so we thought, but people got miffed, and so the wizards installed a lift. They exchanged it for a golden fleece, and now and again it needs a good grease. And so we went looking for a doctor of lifts, who mustn't ask questions and have all the gifts. We searched in the town, the cave and the bog, and much to our joy we hired Ethel the Throg. Or Nylar on Twitter, a real swell guy. He loves a good piece of Shard Select Pie. A competition winner, he's no chode. And so he's appointed to the Wizard's Abode. So next time you ride up that lovely greased shaft, make sure you're grateful, don't be daft. Because Ethel is here, skipping his dinner, master of lift lubrication, and always a winner.
He's no joke.
Wow, Master Fenric, that was beautiful. Thanks, mate. Yeah. How good was that?
That was beautiful, yeah.
I didn't know we could do poetry. I'm touched. I feel like I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that, Stu?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good that, wasn't it? So now on to the new game, which is called Who Am I? We're going to describe ourselves from the point of view of a video game's character. All you've got to do is send your answer, just slip into at Shard Select Pod's DMs and let us know.
And you too could be in the tower.
Yeah. And then you could join Ethel the Frog / Nylar in the tower with a menial job of your choosing.
Yeah, or in the offices, tending to the gardens or the well at the back.
The well and the path leading down to it needs a bit of attention.
Yeah, it's getting a bit overgrown again. It smells terrible. Time for Who Am I? You ready for the first question, guys? Here we go. I'm a big boy who spent a lot of time around boffins as a kid. I have a lady that lives inside me. A very shiny helmet and all the personality of a cabinet. And I don't like seeing... And I don't like seeing my multicoloured friends misplacing their explosives. Who am I? Do you want to read it again?
Yeah.
So it was. I'm a big boy who spent a lot of time around boffins as a kid. I have a lady that lives inside me. A very shiny helmet and all the personality of a cabinet. And I don't like seeing my multicoloured friends misplacing their explosives. If you think you know the answer, for goodness sake, DM it into @ShardSelectPod. We love the competition.
I think I know it, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, Ryan thinks he knows it. Stu does know it because we were discussing this the other day. And this was the first one we came up with. So, that leads us on to the end. We finally reached the end of the podcast. It's a long one this week, wasn't it?
I know, yeah.
It
was a long one. You ready for the end?
Go.
Right, you've been listening to Shard Select at Shard Select Pod on Twitter. I'm Ryan at Shard Select Ryan on Twitter. Next to me is Winstolf at Winstolf on Twitter. And over there in the corner is Stuart, and he runs the @ShardSelectPod Twitter account. So if you need any of us, contact us that way. See you later.
The end. We love you, everyone. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. God bless. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Don't take sweets off, Craig.